there are actually two issues that are remaining, one of which I'm not going to discuss because when I went through the Malam Akonis again, I realized that this is not something that I could cover both topics on regular hours. As it is, what we're doing is absurd. I mean, I hope you all realize that. If you don't, you're coming from the wrong planet. But Apple Pekin, you know, we often do things that are absurd, and sometimes there's even a tolerance in it. But to do both topics is just untenable. It's not possible. The other topic, the topic which I am not doing, is the question of being mitame with Tumas Meisei Akum. Third, I mean, I hope you all realize that. If you don't, you're coming from the wrong planet. But Apple Pekin, you know, we often do things that are absurd, and sometimes there's even a tolerance in it. But to do both topics is just untenable. It's not possible. The other topic, the topic which I am not doing, is the question of being mitame l'tumas meisei akum, where the goy is the mace. And that's a question of oil, tumas oil, nagamasa. It's a long arichus, and it's something that deserves attention. But since my concentration is on kohanim bizmanazeh, I wanted to focus upon the nitma, not the mitame. And therefore, last time I spoke about yichus and the question of mishpachas kuna and kohanim chazaka, and whether that creates a kohen suffik or not. And today we're going to discuss the question whether a kohen once tamei has any problems being mitamei again. The basic issue is a very simple issue. Kohen bizman hazeh, rubam kakulam are tmei meis vada. All of them are tmei meis sodom, especially those who live, you know, in Eretz Amim. And in general, to be nizer from tumas meis is very, very difficult. It's shayach, it's possible, but it's very difficult. And of course, whenever someone is an other rachman of itzman, Kohen and Avel has by definition been metame meis, because there's a chiyuv to be metame, to be mechalel your kahuna, as it were, for one of the kohanim. That's part of the din of Avelos, lo yitame. So therefore, we will restrict our discussion today to a circumstance where you know for sure that the kohen is tamei, because he was already metame meis for Torah's vada. And since that happens often enough, it applies to very many, many Kohanim, if not all. And the issue is, once he became at that time Tamei L'meis, is there any problem becoming Tamei L'meis again? As I pointed out, one of the reasons that Kohanim wanted such a heter was to be able to officiate at funerals, both in the chapels as well as on the Batei Olam. Another reason, of course, is for the Kohen to be able to be a medical student and subsequently a doctor. So there is that other aspect in the medical student situation, which I'm not going to discuss, and that is that by and large, throughout all of the autopsies, or whatever you call them, the anatomy classes, use cadavers, which are, of course, goyim. And that may shed a different light upon it entirely, and then it's a question of what happens if he just observes and doesn't actually participate in the dissection and can do that. And it gets a little bit complicated from that point of view. When it comes to a question of whether he can go on the Beis Olam, the only reason that he would be interested in going to the Beis Olam 99.9% of the time is because he's either close to this person or officiating and making parnosa from it at the Torah's Rav. So that obviously means that the nifter is a meis yisrael. So the question is, once he's already become tamei, can he then be mistamei without any travel, without any yisur whatsoever? Now, the beginnings of the discussion, and you'll notice the last collection that I gave you, I also did not give you the gemaras that were associated with it. But I start with the Rambam. But the Gemara is a Gemara in Nozir, that Mundalit on the base. And there's a big machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. In that machlokas, Rabbah and Rav Yosef, there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. And there's also a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Yeah. So I mean I gave a shiur yesterday on the sugya of Nadala and the days of Sefer Shabbos. Okay. Itma. That members of the base in Nazar. Omar Abba, Omar Abuna, Mikom Moli Diba Hakosi. Loi Itama. Kishuhu Aino Loyavoi. Onefesh Mace Loyavoi. There's another passage which seems to say exactly the same as Loyitama. So why do you have to have both Sukkim? It already tells us the coin should not become Tama. So why does it have to say Onefesh Mace Loyavoi? Rashi says, the Nozir, it says, Lo yitama lehem b'maisam, la'asilai ala tuma, shechazav ama kol yimei hazilai l'ashem al kol al nefesh meis lo yavad, chazav yisilai al bias ayol shavoy meis, oymalof shen nitma b'meis, chazav nichnas b'ayol sheyesh boy meis chayef shtayim. So here we're talking about Nozir, but the assumption is that the exact same thing applies to a Kohen as well. So tuma is also for a Nozir, is also also for the Kohen. The pasuk says that he should not become tame. Lo yitame lohem b'maisam. Then it says, "Al kol nefesh meis lo yavod." What's the additional pasuk about kol nefesh meis lo yavod? The rabbi says that to teach us that if he became tame, and then he became tame a second time, that second time is also awesome. And again, Rashi says, "Chaza v'hisilay al bias ayol shavoy meis." Even though he already came into contact with the mace, he's not allowed to enter an ohel in which there is a mace. Loimaloch she'em nitma the mace, the chozav the nichnas the ohel she'yesh by mace chayiv shtayim. Correct. Why does Rashi give the example of chozav and nichnas le'ohel mace? Because he wants to give a clear example where he was already purished from the first mace. And then came into contact with the second. La afuke, the following. Avo says Rabba, tuma betuma loy. Zok Rashi, Avo li nitma bemeis, the chaza v'noga bemeis acher bi od shehu nogeya bemeis lishon. In other words, he's still in the same contact with meis lishon. With one hand, he touches the place meis lishon. And then, while still holding on to Mace Rishon, he touches Mace Cheney. Yeah? Zok Rabba, Apal Pisha Hislubo, and it was Asura not to touch Mace Cheney. Doesn't matter. Eino Chayub Ela Achas. Why? The Hamitami Bekoi. Because he's Tomei Liome. And Bab Yosef Oma. Rav Yosef, this is what Rabbi says in the name of Rav Huna. Rav Yosef Omar, Olehim Omar Rav Huna, Afilu Tuma V'Tuma. Takes a shvua that Rav Huna said what he said, even if he was, according to Rashi, holding on to the first mace and touches the second mace, he will be chayv. How do you know? The Omar Rav Huna, Nozio, Shahaya Omeid, Bevesak Volos, Voishitu Loi Mace, Meisoi, umeis acher, benogaboy, chayit. Amai, hamitame vekoyim, elo lav shmamino, amarapuno, afilu tumo betumo. Zok Rashi, the amarapuno nozu shoyo omi beveis akvoris, voishitu loy meisoi, umeis acher, kloima, oi meisoi, the vav is not a vav akibor, but the vav amaku, either or. Oy meisoy, oy meis acher. Not meisoy, u meis acher, but o meisoy, o meis acher. Because we're talking about a nazir. Loi la'abit, loi be'imai. V'chayiv malchus af al tumashteya. And it's talking about oimid v'beis ha'kloros. So, oshitul omeso, omeis acha v'nagabo, ischayiv, ayiz mitame v'koyim. Because of the kibred hamesim. So the answer is, Rav Huna said that even though he's already tamei, nevertheless he'll be chayiv for the second tumah anyhow. So l'chori, you have here a machlokas according to Rashi between Rabba and Rav Yosef. What does it boil down to? That everyone is maskir that if they are consecutive, that he'll be chayiv. Where are they chayiv? Where is the old l'chubar, the meis rishon? He comes at that moment into contact with a second mace, whereas Rabba says he will not be chayiv, and that was the opinion of Rav Huna. Rav Yosef says no, here he will also be chayiv, and that was the opinion of Rav Huna. Correct? So with that background, let us now take a look at the Rambam in the right. I photocopied the Rambams in the Raivids in the edition of Rav Shapsi Frankel, particularly because there are on the side certain things that are very important, which saved me the bother of photocopying the entire tshuva. For example, the Ki Vega that you have here. But let us take first a look at the Rambam. Halacha Tesvav Perek Hay of Nazirus. Nazir Shenitma Lemeis Tuma Shiva Bein the Tuma Shu Megalei Chalein Pashisva Bein the Tuma Sheinu Megalei Chalein Mariza Leike. So we know Nitma Lemeis is Leike. Now what happens the second time around? Halacha Tezayin Nitma Lemeis Parmin Arbe Afal Pi Shehu Chayiv Malkus Al Kol Achas VaAchas LaShamayim Ein Beis De Malkino So Ela Achas Im Hisubay Al Kol Pam Upam VuMetame Loke Al Kol Achas VaAchas Zokta Rambam Bamed Vorim Amurim Kishenitma Ufiresh Bechaza Venoda Oinosa Oyhehe. If it was consecutive, Avolim Oyonoygeya Bemes Vaadayin Hames Biyodo Venoga Bemes Achel Enrechayo Vela Achas Achel Pishahislu Boyako Negia Unegia Share Mechulo Vyoy. So Lechora, if we would restrict ourselves to Rashi, because the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here, if we would restrict ourselves to Rashi in a simple, straightforward reading of the Rambam, would Makora commit us to what? That the Rambam paskins like Rabba, according to the understanding of Rashi. That is to say, that if it's consecutive, there is no Malkus. There is Malkus. If, however, it's Bevasakas and he's still holding on to Beis Rishon, then there is no additional malchus. And even though they were masra, sharei mechulo liyom. Now obviously, mechulo liyom does not mean that he's just plain tamei. Because even if he let go, he's still tamei. Mechulo liyom means the tumah is coursing through his veins, so to speak. He's in the process of being tamei. So therefore, you can't be tamei twice over. That's why holding on to the mace, he's mechulo liyom. He cannot be, again, Mechul. So there's Chilul Acha Chilul, but there isn't a simultaneous double Chilul. The Ravid says as follows. Higanti b'shmu azu b'maseches nozir v'leisi v'ledas av yesi v'tumu v'tumu v'chibulun v'ladun v'meis afil hislu boi al kalechut v'yefar en okayev ala achas. Even Rav Yosef holds that what? That if it's b'chibulim, ein chayiv al achas. Ki detanya nozer shal yemeis al kseifei. That's the next piece of Gemara. Vayshitu lo yemeis achel potro. Avo, pirish, v'chotz v'noga chayiv shtay. The tumo v'ya. What if it's not tumo v'tumo v'tumo v'ya? Nichnas l'bayis sheyesh bo. Afilu b'chibulim chayiv shtay. The dafter of Asachas, because she nifnas the bayish eish bagoses, the shor shomad shemes, Hayu Shnei Shemos Ubayim Vasachas Chayeshtayim. So Tuma Uviya are two different kinds, the two different qualities of Tuma. But if it would be Mago Mago, which concerns us right now, then he says, even Rav Yosef, in Rashi we have that Rav Yosef holds what? That Elokim Amarav Huna Afilu, what the Rabbi calls Mago Mago. Even Tuma B'chiburim, even though it's Vasachas, is Chayav Shtayim, according to Rav Yosef. Mashenki in the Rabbi says no. Rav Yosef holds that what? Mago. Even according to Rav Yosef is only chayav for the first time. No matter how many times the master is only chayav for the first time. So when is he chayav? Twice, according to Rav Yosef. When there are two different qualities of tumah. And then the vasachas, you chayav both. There's maga and ayah. So then you chayav for both. Now don't ask me why a different quality in tumah. That's not negeya or asik right now. What I would like to concentrate is on the very last line of the Ravid, but before we do that, let me just finish reading the words of the Ravid, because that's Rav Yosef. Now, Rabba Poligale, if called Tuma with Tuma, Afilu Shaloi B'chibulim, Eino Chayev El Achas, Hoyol B'tomeibu. And Rabba's of the opinion that any kind of Tuma which repeats itself, he's only chayav for the first time, even if they are not simultaneous, but they are bezeh achazeh. Because the nekuda, it's not the Rambam's mechulul biyomeid, it's what? He's already tameh in Gemara. You cannot be metameh tameh. Hold the tameh. From Asnisin, it says, al kitamav, al kitamav, hu metameh, chayav al kol achaz v'achaz. Doesn't it say the Beresh in the Mishnah that he's chayav for every tumah, if what? He was already tummy before because he was mistami again. Mukim la betuma ubiya, v'hada marafuna nazir shahaya bebeis akvaras v'shifu esameis v'nata b'chayav. Right? V'kibulim. V'kiva d'kaimel and rabu v'ab yoysi fukas akaraba, me'ata tuma betuma afi v'pilish v'chaz v'nata potim. So b'kitza, we would have to spend much more time to go through the kishkas of the sugya, but the bottom line of the Ravid is A, Rabba Rav Yosef, halacha ke Rabba, and secondly, that Rabba's opinion is that even if it is bazeh achazeh, and he's no longer in contact with the first mace, once the nozer became tameh, then you cannot be mechayev him for the second tumah of a day later.
So
the
patient's family has to be the same type? It has to be both Maga and Maga in order for it to be only high as one.
Who's that?
From the right understands well.
Yeah, Maga and Maga.
Maga and Maga.
Yeah.
Maga and another type according to Rabbi's type.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maga and Bia, if you have that.
No, does not according to Rabbi. That's how he interprets Al Tatami Al Tatami. Chayav al kolachas v'achas. Yeah. The Shaila is, yeah, it's not so simple. It's not so simple at this point, whether it has to be vasachas or not. But the Rabbi at the very end says as follows. The Kohanim Bizman Azeh Tmei Meisein, the Ode Ein Aleihem Chiyuv Tuma, Amachayev Oysam Olov Lahaviva. Now this lashon of the Ravid, it's lechayre gratuitous, except to pass the halacha. I mean, he wants to say that the din is like Rabba, and the consequence halacha lemaisa, since there are very few nazirim, is not negaya so much a nazir, but it's very negaya kahanim. Because according to what the Rabbi is saying here, that the halacha is like Rabba, what's the maskonas hadvar? The kohanim are what? Or what does the Rabbi say? Yeah. Does the Rabbi say muta?
Only Maga. All will be right.
So take a look at the words of the Rav Kiva Eiger. This is a quotation, as it says on the very bottom, from Ma'adura Tinyana, Simen Yud Ches. And let's read it together. Das harayvet v'hasagas. Nira da'afil isa d'rabon l'leko. V'ochi mashma midibra harayvet kan. Mashakosa v'akohanim izman hazeh ein aleyem chiyuv tumah. This of Kiveya belongs in Hilchos Avos as much as it does here, but Lamaisa the Ravid is consistent, and he says that Kohan Bizman Azain Alayim Chayav Tuma, Fama Chayav Oysa Makulu. What is Chayav and Eino Chayav? Osur and Mutar. Why? Why does the Kiveya say that it means Osur and Mutar? Maybe it's just referring to Chayav Malkus, but an Issa remains. So he says very simple. V'vaday lo shayach bizman hazeh inyan chiyuv malchus. And therefore, when the Ravid says chayav, he doesn't mean chayav in the malchus sense. What does he mean? Also, and when he says eino chayav, he means mutar. V'vaday lo shayach bizman hazeh inyan chiyuv malchus. Elo da hakavono de lekoch de yuva de iso shaloi v'tamus. V'hamachayiv osam, and what does the Ravid mean when he uses the words V'hamachayiv osam is alei and all of lahavi raya? V'hamachayiv osam haynu shematzrichin also shemechuyavim lifroish milihitamei olav milihitamei kama olav lahavi raya. Ipshutai halacha kevabo legabi kevabis. So he learns that there's no iser whatsoever. And therefore, according to the Ravid, halacha l'maisa, since we passed him like Rabba, a kohen would altogether bizman hazeh, if he's already a tamei meis, not be muzhar period to become tamei l'meis again. And in fact, if you had such a circumstance that for whatever reason the kohen was already tamei meis, then there would be no problem for him participating in funerals, etc. Or, for that matter, studying to become a adat, because it's mutalo b'chatchila b'tamos b'gamri, the way that the Kiva Eder understands it.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if
no, it doesn't matter.
So I thought you said that according to Rabbi,
there yeah, but you see the
that is the vasachas,
that could be the vasachas, but the problem is that maga and bia were certainly the vasachas. What I meant earlier, you see, the way you learn the Gemara is a big shaila of whether the Ravid's interpretation is, it's not everyone's interpretation, but the Ravid Ba'atzma already said before that it's talking about the Vasachas. But the interesting thing is that the Ravid, let's hold off on this for a second, because the point here is, what happens if he's already a Tamei Meis? And now he comes into contact with Mago Imameis, and he simultaneously the Olo Imameis. So we have to see about that. But barring that particular case, in a normal case, where he doesn't come physically to Mago Imameis, let us say, and he's participating in the Levaya, then there would be no problem for sure. And according to Kiveya, there's simply no Issa whatsoever. And the Kiveya continues and quotes the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Avos, Per Gimel, Shekosav Ikol Etzmuhe Bedivrei Ravid Halalu, Hamotzinu Bekama Mekomos, there's a kasha on the Ravid. Hamotzinu Bekama Mekomos, Deha Amoroyim Hayu Tzaynim Hakvaros, O Bizmano Amoroyim Hayu Kulam Tmei Meisim, Ve'ein Aleim Shum Chiyuv Tumah. Avei de loma de das ha'ayvid, de leko klal isa tuma bizman hazeh, v'lo tzrichei l'tzayin ha'kodes. The teretz that he gives, of course, is that in those days there was an afkamina because you could become tahor, and that's a separate story. But when there is no eifer parah aduma, and there's no possibility of them becoming tahor, so you're not mosif tuma al tumaso by being metame again, so therefore there was no need to be metzayin ha'kodes altogether. The reason that they were mitzayim the forest is because they still had the possibility of power. But meanwhile, in this whole pilpul of the Mishnah Lamelech, you see one thing very clearly. What is the point of being mitzayim the forest? said, no, we are, a Kohen is not allowed to go. Well, what is their problem with knowing where the Kohen is allowed to go, asks the Mishnah Lamela, when there's no problem, even if he knows where the Beis HaKadosh is, and walks into the Beis HaKadosh? Why don't you say there's no Malkus, but there's an Isur? And that's why they have to be Mitzayin the Kadosh, and the Kasher of the Mishnah Lamela doesn't even get off the ground. So Kivega says, doesn't that prove, and of course it does, that the Mishnah Lamela's opinion is that there isn't even an Isur according to the Raidu. The Etzim, they're permitted to be Metam and Lemeis. So what is the whole exercise of being Mitzayim the Kvaros? Now you could argue to be Mitzayim the Kvaros for other reasons perhaps, but they gave the reason to prevent the Kohanim from becoming Tomei. So obviously the Kasha of the Mishnah Lamela assumes a complete Heter according to the Raidu. So you have the Kivega and the Mishnah Lamela interpreting the Raivid as what? As being a heterogamy. Now, if you will jump a few halachas, by the way, just parenthetically, on page 4 in the Likutim, the third piece that's marked with an arrow, he quotes the Raivid, the Shad Hashem, raises this issue that I skirted over earlier about the question of whether, how does the Raivid know that the Kohen is Tamei? Maybe he's not Tamei. The Kohanim is manazet tmei meisim, is mashma that they are willy-nilly tmei meis. So he asks, "V'chein kasev smat v'agol smat simin menches v'chori d'vrem koshim l'homa." Hard to understand. May I nitvu Kohanim is manazet betumas meis u'malu koyim b'beis haklois. So that paraphrase of the Gemara. Imlo shemeis lo echad mizayin meisim mitzvah. Okay. So his point is that if there would not be this halacha of Amshacha Satuma, or that would not be the Raisa, and actually being personally present in a room with a mace is not necessarily that likely. And if Cohen doesn't know for a fact that he became Tomei, then obviously he has to be Mizim. But since there are Mizim with the Stostros, there's a Amshacha Satuma, so basically there could be a mace somewhere, and unwittingly, even though you have no contact with that mace directly, you came somehow to become Tomei. That already covers a much larger range of Kohanim, and therefore there's a good likelihood that Kohanim are in fact Tomei in this. Yeah?
Which maybe that's only Shayin Bismanon because the house is very close to each other. Like in Europe, now people die, and it could be that a Kohen never gets in contact with the mace.
Yeah, it could very well be. It's an interesting thing. At Maisa Shahaya, we had an apartment on the west side, and we had a tenant, even though there was no separate entrance. He used to walk through our apartments and go to his room. Anyhow, we were working on him to become a Shema Shabbos, but he was already an elderly person, so it was a little bit foreign to him. So we used to keep the television on and low so that it wouldn't disturb us. And we found him Shabbos morning. You heard that, how did we know? Because when the television program ceases or whatever, it makes that, snowy sound. Sound is on, there's a lot of static, right? Anyhow, it was in the middle of the night or whatever it is, early in the morning, before the new programs went on the air, and somebody was learning or whatever, they woke up early, and they hear the static, and it was a very odd sound, which they'd never heard before. And they knocked on the door, there was no answer. They entered, sure enough, he was sitting there and followed the television set quite dead. That's a terrible thing. It's also rather an ignominious way to die, but the fact of the matter is that's what happened. So there you go. Right then and there, family of Kahanim, all zapped in one shot. So it's possible. But he's saying, you know, without that, it's still, you know, quite possible that you don't become Tameh. And then he says, but the Yemachalami, so it depends on the Metzius. What he's saying in effect is, you still have to know. That's why, by the way, if you are going to learn Mutar, then Kohanim Bizman HaZeh Tamei Meisim has to be interpreted that you know that he's a Tamei Meis. Because even there, if it's Yisroel, what happens if it's such a circumstance that you, particularly, who do not know of such an episode, the Vadai, may not have become Tamei through these Tumas HaShofar? You can't say it's Mutar Legamri because most likely you were Nitma already. That's not Shayach. Nobody can say I'm now mutter to do it because chances are you can't base it on a robe or even a robe aminkar and say that therefore I'm permitted now, because there's always the possibility that you didn't become tamei. So when the Ravid says, according to the Rav Kiva Eiger and the Mishnah Lamela, that mutter eino chayiv means mutter legamri, then obviously when he says kohanim bizman hazeh, he means that kohen who knows badai that he's already a tamei meis. How did it happen? Either by the rare circumstance that I described, or he had to visit someone in the hospital and he knew for sure that he became Tomei because there was a Dysis next door, was Nifter, or because he was Nitmal Meisai from one of his private. But whatever the case may be, he had to know Betaras Vadai in order for him to be Mutar. According to the others, who do not interpret the Ravid as being a Heter Gomer, but simply that there is an Isur, and Eino Chayev means Eino Chayev Malkus. Ayol asked, what's the nafkamina Enochayat Malchus, the Rav Kiva Eiger asked Bizman HaZeh. So they all point out, whoever discusses this, Nakuda, that there's always a nafkamina Bizman HaZeh, whether you're Chayat Malchus, Bizman, Shehoyim, Old Lokin, Olav, because the person who's by over and on Aveira Lav, that's Chayat Malchus, that Lav de Raisa is possibly Eidos, and therefore there's nafkamina even Bizman HaZeh. And they call it the Shap, the famous Shap in Yerideya, Simon Kezayin, Post Zayin, the bottom of the Oz, etc., etc. So, you have there, according to that Shita, a possibility of the Ravid, when he said Kohanim Bizman HaZeh, he was making kind of a blanket statement. Because the Iser Lamaisa is there. So nobody's going to take advantage of that, that he might be Tameh to be Metameh. Because even if he was Vadai Tameh, you're saying that it's also. But he's just informing you that such a person would not be Chayav Malchus. So now to say that this coin is Vadai possibly Eidos, that's hard to say because the statistical likelihood is that he was already Tamei. You understand? Okay. But now let me just jump to the double Mevava on page 9. You all know, of course, that the Dogo Mevava was written by the Noda Yehuda. These are his Gilyonos, his Aros on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. And he comments here, I left out the first page, a couple of lines, for the sake of, you know, not having this thing so massive. But the basic Nakuda is right here on the page. If you say that if a Kohen is already Tameh, now the line continues, Shuv Eino Musar Al HaTumah, Im Kein Kahanim Bizman HaZeh Ein Yisorim Al HaTumah, we don't paskin like the Ravid. You see, all of this is a discussion in the Ravid's opinion. But who could rely on that? Halacha L'maaseh, we don't paskin like the Ravid. It says, After Lo Kein Malon Ka Ravid. But he wants to be mitzarev that to the issue that I'm not discussing, and that is the question of being mitame l'meis akum. Avol mikoma koin, he says, b'meis kusi ikos fake sveka. Shema kaimolon kor aibin. Maybe the halacha indeed is like the aibin, even though we don't pass him that way. Im timtzalayma the loika aibin. Mikoma koin shema kusi ene mitame b'yoyim. If it's benogei l'maga where there is das yokid that tamei akum is not in tamei maga, like the Yireyim Shita, then it's just a das yop. The vast majority of poskim paskin that an akum is metame b'mavim, and the vast majority of poskim paskin against the rabbit here. But if it's the question of the time of the oil, says the Dogel Mevrava, there the statistics are a little bit different. Abo b'tumas oil, after the samchinen asfeisvek is the frat shadas alecha mishna v'peyakeg min azilus dam rashi svir alecha araybet v'chein nirul ani esdaiti. That's a big plunter in the there's a very big machlokes achroinim about the pshat of the gedolei arishonim, because there's Rashi versus Tosfos and the Rambam versus the Ravid, and it's a question of how they all sort out. Even though the Rambam is a big machlokas with the Rambam like Rabbo and Paskins like Rabbi Yosef. But for that, you have to learn the sugya thoroughly and go through everything in great detail. But the point of the Noda Bihuda is well taken, that we are now in the position of having this fake Sveika based on the idea that the Ravid is Matzah Tumas Meis Lagamri, if the coin was already on the limits. So, he says, L'chein yir l'ani esdaiti, v'nisharotza v'smok v'azel v'hokel, ein mochim v'yodok. So if it's a question of a coin not being tamei v'Yisrael meis, but being matamei l'ohel akum, nafkamina is, you have a cemetery, and the coin is traveling over that cemetery on the highway of meis, or under a tree which is also branched out so that part of the tree is over the street and part of the tree is over the cemetery. That happens, by the way, very often, and especially in the springtime when it gets larger and more bushy because of the blossoming of the tree and the leaves. So the shaila is there a problem for a kohen? So most people have the erroneous opinion that whenever it's a beis olam of Yisrael, then it's a problem. But if it's a Goyish cemetery, then there's no problem whatsoever, and he's permitted to do it even l'chatchila. If you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, I photocopied this part and that part. But Lamaisa, it says the Ferish in the Shulchan Aruch. That they should not be Matanim. That they should be Nisharim, Militamei, or Akum. So therefore, the question is, are you permitted to do it Lamaisa? So the Noda Bihuda here is Metzadik Lahokel She'ein Mochim Biyodon because of the Sveik Sveik. The Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins otherwise, that they should be Nizer in it. Because there's always the possibility that the Halacha is like those who hold that Kibrei Akum are Metame Biyodon. And we don't Paskin like the Ravid about Tahanim Bismanazet. But then, after he finished saying what he's saying, that here he has a tzad to be maker for a kohen bizman hazeh to be mitami b'meis b'yayel, he changed his mind. And he writes here on page 9, Amar Yecheskel, and Yecheskel Lando, Ma shekosafti b'gilyon b'shnei asifim anal. This is a later footnote to the Dogel Mevrava himself. In other words, he wrote something on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and later he wrote a Hagah to what he had written on the side of the Shulchan Aruch earlier. Here it doesn't appear that way because it's a one run-on sentence. But you understand, this has been written later concerning what he has just written before. Later in time, Ama Yechesko Mashekasafti Bigilyam Vishnei Sifim Hanal, Nimshachti Acha Divga Mishnah Lamelach Hanal, the Ledaite Seidah Horaivid She'ein Isukla Ukayin Shekron Hitma. There's no Issa whatsoever, as we pointed out in the Treatise of Kiveh. But, he says, Akshav Nasati Alibi שאולי לא אמור הרייבד אלו לעניין חיוב מלכס. אבל לעניין איסו, אולי אפילו איסו תורה, מוידע. ויש בשיטס הלולו כמו עיקולי ופשורי, וגם הסוגי סצלי הדודי, ויש בזה דבורים עמוקים, לא יקילי מגיליון, and we certainly don't have time to go into these details. Aval lochein hadarnadi milahatu kohen leilich akibe oivik akhobe. Kohen avim yesh lochem, etc., etc., because of mitigating circumstances. Snake. So the kitzer, he retracted his heter based on the spake spake, and he says that kohanim should not be metame the kibre avim. You got it? You can. That's right. According to Rabbi Vega's understanding of the Raivid and applying the Sveik Sveika posture of the Noda Behuda, they would be permitted.
You don't need the Sveik Sveika.
Sure you need it. No, because we don't pass them like the Raivid. In the Raivid you don't need it, but we don't pass them like the Raivid, so you need the Sveik Sveika. Now, take a look at the next page. There's a very beautiful piece of history here in the Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer.
What's the meaning of a
subbing?
Maybe we pass them like the
Raivid,
if we don't pass them like the
Raivid. No, he doesn't mean maybe we pass them like the Raivid. Maybe the halacha is if
they
were like the
Raivid. So isn't it a fact
that's a good question. That's a beautiful shir in its own right. All these issues of Sveik Sveika, Benogei Psa, have a lot of Kulei Pshuri also. And you find it in a number of simonim and some of them. I mean, it's really fascinating. You know, when you do say it's a suffix, when you don't say it's a suffix, what kind of a suffix is it? And you know, these things apply all together when you're dealing about psad and not the circumstance of the case itself. But you know, there are a number of spurim that deal with it. Besides the
spekos,
you have also in the state chemet, not all the call in the state spekos. It's a unique kind of Sveik Sveika. But here it means maybe the halacha is if we swear that the halacha is not like the Raivid. We just don't pass them like him because we our klal is that the Rambam versus the Raivid, we will pass them like the Rambam. Or our klal is if you have 6 days one way and 3 days another way and everything otherwise is equal, we'll pass them like Rav Deis, etc., etc. But there's no way of knowing for sure that the halacha is not like him. Paragraph that has been bracketed off. Yeah? Umasha Pasav, Roin Mahalas Kroy Toyrosa, the Seif Dvora, referring back to what the Shoel has written to the Chasam Sofer. This is Simon Shin Lamed Ches in the Yeridei, as I point out on the top. This is still a Haraivid, Kahanim Bizman Azeh, Enom Musorim Ala Tumor. Kibun shekulanu tmei nesim, ayin bedogu mevava beyeridaya simin shin ayin aluf, tiba maskul pama yecheskul. And then he continues in the Hilna. I remember kadavina talia, when I was young. Yotzek mayim al yedei moili chosid shebekuhuna, hagoyin moirena labnosin adlozal, shnas tovkuf mem gimul. In other words, the Behuda was from an earlier door, but Rav Nosson Adler, Tav Reish Mem Gimel, you know what that is? Tav Kuf, I mean Mem Gimel. What's Tav Kuf Mem Gimel? That's right, 1783. It's a long, long time ago. So the Chasam Sofer was a little kid. It's a very beautiful story. I think it's written in a letter from the Marit Al Ghazi. You know, there's a famous beer on Bechoyers, the Rit Al Ghazi. So the Pastor Goyim. He was the son of the Ara de Rabbonon. There's a sefer called Ara de Rabbonon on all the Rabbonons, or the Klolim of the Rabbonons. So the Marit Al Ghazi was a Shadar, a Shlucha de Rabbonon, from Yerushalayim to collect monies in Europe. And you're going back a long time. So around that Kufa, that the Karavina Talya, that the Chasam Sofer is describing when he was a kid. He describes how he came to Frankfurt, and in Frankfurt he was a Kabbalah's ponim The entire community came out to greet him.
So he was a guy, a special person.
So he describes this vignette, this scene, how there were a lot of steps leading up to the shul, to the Beis Medrash. And at the very bottom was the Hamon, and in the center, a few steps up, were the Shiva Tuva Yair, you know, the Knackers. And all the way on top were the Tukdole or Avonim, the Aflon, Reb Nosson Adler. And with them was a little kid. So he asked someone, who's that little kid? So they said, that's the next Gadol HaDor. That was the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer, when he was a child, I mean, he was a youngster, so he was Mishamish Reb Nosson Adler, and they traveled together. This is a long, long time, 1783. And they met, yeah, the Noida Yehuda. And the Noida Yehuda and his Rebbe got into a pilpul about this very point. So he continues. V'hoya pilpulon b'dibri haraivit, v'noida Yehuda hera l'mayri zatzal, esa shekosav al gilyono. It reminds me, the Rav used to, should be well, on rare occasion over many years, it only happened a couple of times, but he once in a while, he would bring in the notebooks of Reb Chaya. Was something. So here the Noda Yehuda showed him his own Gilyonos that he had written on the Dogel Mevava on Shulchan Aruch. Huh? Yeah, because Reb Moshe was the Yorish, and Reb Moshe got Reb Chaim's notebooks. Reb Moshe got Reb Chaim's notebooks. Al pilpul olav, v'nifridu zemizeh, v'chlifu pilpulam al yodi, and I was the one who was bringing this back and forth. V'aniya yisimotzi, maybe I'd go in. V'oz chaza boi ha-goyin o'i de-vihuda, v'hosif al ha-gilyon kach o'ma yefeske. So it gives you a historical background on what happened that the Noda Yehuda changed his mind. V'ani ba'ani achazeh k'may shloshim shanim matzasi, 30 years later. He says that the reason that the Noda Yehuda was chozer bo was because that after his pilpul with his Rebbe, who tried to convince him that the Raivid was in fact not being matil lachalutin, but simply saying there's no fear of Malchus, he says, Eina Panami, you may be right, and therefore he was chozer from the heter that he had given to rely on the space faker to be makil, but to find it sad ahead to go through a makil. Absolutely, in the words of the Raivid himself. That's a quincher, yeah.
That
you see, here, Yeah. Even if it's not, it doesn't necessarily mean, as I pointed out a number of times, that the Ravid and the Tembeyim necessarily would indicate the Ravid's posture in his Horus on the Yad. And then the Shaila is, how would we cast him if we want to rely on the Ravid's opinion? But it's sufficient to cast a serious doubt, whoever it is, it's certainly from that Cheder, one way or the other. So if he doesn't say to the contrary there, it's possible that he subscribes to it. Now, it's interesting. I didn't photocopy it, but to tell you the truth, I didn't know whether I should include it in this package or I shouldn't include it in this package. But Rabbi Yosef Shloimeh Reggio published, I think that's his first name. Anyhow, he was a very big chacham in Italy. He was one of the maskilim. And he published in a journal called Keren Temed, which was a very major maskilische Torah journal, quote-unquote Torah journal. It had Tzuntz wrote there a lot, and Shadal, and there were a whole bunch of writers that participated in that. And one of them was this Chacham, Yosha Reggio, and in his time he was very well known. So he writes there a whole Arichus, and in there he quotes the Ravid, and he uses the Ravid as a basis to be Matir Kohanim Bizman Hazeh to be Matanam Benes. So in that context, you have here two statements against that position, and again it revolves around the question of what the Ravid had in mind. In the Mabul to the Sefer HaEshkol commentary called Nachal HaEshkol, and I photocopied the first page to just get a sense of what's going on here. So the Rabbi Halberstadt writes, Mizet Tifshot Kamatz, in the brackets it begins, Kamatzor Chatu Lizor Bekabolus Dvorim Shetimtza Bitzvorim Chadoshim, Asher Mechabrei Emein Leo Yodom Leirik Vumke Shal Halocha Kim Lava Al Kol Shas Kulei Vechol Atoiskem Al Rebel Achas, Mitzayin Shemus Amaisiyos, Beluchtag Al Pitolus Kadmoinim, Laman Yiku Ben Achalosim Luter Atolim. He was very antagonistic to the masculine. He says all those that scan through Shas al Regal Achas to collect the names of people or places without having the slightest idea of what's going on, he says, you know, they're not worth anything. And you have to be very careful about this phone that they produce. Yeah. The Ein Ketzef al Chachonim or Eilu Shein Magamosim or Matarosim L'Gvar HaLocha. I'm not that upset with those who don't mix into the Inyonim of HaLocha. They want to write literature, let them write literature. Aval, al eile shelo kavu v'lo shimshu tamidei chachamim v'voyim v'voya halacha, right? L'hashi v'ave me'ame o'oretz, to convince the ignorant. Al eile hametateim ne'ma rabim chalolim ikilo. To put the pasuk of tamidei chachamim shelo higio lo ro umorim rabim chalolim ikilo v'atzum kol arugya. So he writes, "Beze yomim lo kabil, hitio mora echad lekohen lelechas bilchov shetachta kibrei Yisrael, ve'omar shesamach al tshuvas chacham nitfeses bekerem chemed me'ei shnei azaks." Shnei azaks was not the author of the tshuva. The tshuva was written by this Yosher of Reggio, but shnei azaks was the editor of Kerem Chemed. With the paschi ha'sefer. Matsasi Nemanim Dibur Chazal Derech HaTagol Marim Hafsoris Tchila, that they show their poor wares first. He's being very sarcastic, of course, that this was the first tshuva that was Shnei Azatz put in that journal from this Chacham Yosha, tshuva Achat from Chacham Yosha, maybe Rais Lahatir. And then he gives the various rites. Smad Esen Reish Laman Aleph Pasuk Pirush min hakevim chazur kavu leike. The Rebbe Kiva. The tafna b'kol yamin aleikim pishen emaba lovi meituma. Bahad pasuk kav tafun bisman hazeh. Mam al betuma yesh. Kiven shemei chata sein noyagin. Ad kan ushayin. Ba'al tachshev shema shoama ina leike hainu sheina chaya mikom bakom yisul et ika. Harei rashba simin shim chadalit maybe. Ha'isi mishma shal rabinotam shamati knisas kahanim lebeis akvaris. Ramad Allah Rab Kiva Nitma Babiyan Khatam. Tada, etc., etc., in Cain, the end of the brackets. Yechayl Nusma Fahetar Azoy Saraya Adkan Rashan Yasha. And in the middle, he quotes the Ravid in the Zirus Perikei, and so on. Hina Imoda, the Fonenu Shalatana Sefer Smag, Atara Kiruka Ramiya Lahinis Meislam Akazasan, then he quotes the Smag himself, and etc. Now, of course, in this context, there are a whole bunch of rayas that we don't pass them like the rayas. That's without a doubt. For example, the business of being mitzayin the chorus is brought by some as a raya from the makoros against it. But that there are rishonim that held not like that is obvious, because you have a machlokas the Rambam and the Ravid, you have machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And as far as the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam is concerned, you have the famous statement of Rav Chaim Kohen, Eizu Bayis Asher Tivnu Li. Ezebayis Asher Tivnuli. What is Ezebayis Asher Tivnuli? Of course, it's a pasuk from Yishayahu. Kam Hashem Hashemayim Kisi Ve'Ordos Ha'Ores Hadom Avloi. Ezebayis Asher Tivnuli Ve'Ezemakom Nuchasi. And everyone knows that pasuk. But he uses it as a play on words. If you pass the Tzer V'Areyu Kapolo, and if you pass that Tzer V'Areyu Kapolo is a din in Oyel Hameis, that it's Metamei for the Kalim. And the kalim which remain in the bayis, if a kohen walks in, even after the mace is gone, the kalim remain tamei, and then the tamei the kohen the oil. So then it's almost impossible to enter into any house. In those days, the maces died not in the hospital generally. There was no hospital; they died at home, and all the kalim become tamei, and they will be metamei any kohen that walks in. It's eizah bayis asher tivnuli. Obviously. He quotes it, in fact, here. And my eyes don't catch it. I just saw it a second ago. Yeah. Shuvwa rei b'smag b'oisek din sh'rabbeinu tam posak v'imatkus sh'nitma b'meisai v'oil ha'meis hareyu k'kolo. It's like the mace himself. In other words, the klematkus doesn't have to touch the mace. It could be nitma bi ohal ha-meis, and nevertheless function in the rule of cherev hareyu v'cholo, that it is like the mace itself, and then be mitame bi oil. Right? And he quotes, v'chonov shim samates v'shem v'ayim, tam v'abin atam osu l'koyim v'igah b'cherev sh'nitma b'meis, v'ikshu l'tamidu r'apayim koyim v'ezu v'ayis asher tiv nali, as I explained to you. So it's a play on the words. Which house will you build for me where I can avoid entering and being involved in the problem of Cherev Harei Kofolo, as long as you say that Kalim can become Tameh V'Oyel and then be Metameh V'Torah Skolo. But what do you see? What Kufa is he talking about? His own times. Ezebayis Asher Tivnu Li. What's the problem? He's already Tameh Meis. If he's already Tamei Meis, what's the difference how many times is Mistamei later if the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion was like the Ravid and if the meaning of it is that it's Mutar Lagamri? That's the point. So you see clearly that Osir it is for sure. And maybe because they didn't learn like the Ravid in the Sugyas HaGemara. And there are Kama Vatama other Rayas of that sort where you see that Kohanim were Nizar from Tumah. And obviously, if they were Nizar from Tumah, they did not pass them like the Ravid, if the Ravid's opinion is that it's Mutar Lagamri. So either the Ravid's opinion himself is that it's not Mutar Lagamri, or we simply don't pass them like the Ravid, and therefore we can't rely upon it. That is his argument. In the same vein, there was a very, you know, Kishinev, you know where Kishinev is? There's a few Kishinevs. But the Kishinev that I'm talking about is in Romania, Romanian Russia. Yeah, that's Arabia. But it's a Romanian part of Russia. Now, I don't know what it is now, but...
Moldova.
Yeah, Moldova. But in any case, Kishinev had a tremendous goyim by the name of Rabbi Yehuda Leib Tzirlzon. And this Rabbi Yehuda Leib Tzirlzon Shaios HaTshuvos Gvul Yehuda. And I also photocopied the Shaar Blot so you could see what it's all about. Writes in Siman Lamed Aleph, Echad mi mishakme geirenu, page 16. Yotze b'hamelit, v'hoiros heter l'kanis manenu, v'kami l'meisim, al smacha mekilin b'dobro, v'hoishim arayvit v'asagosa ol haramah, v'hoikei mokis nizirus aloha tezlog, she'echut kikani mizmanazet mei meisim heim, v'hoor ein aleyim t'yiv tumah. And he starts yelling and screaming at him. Who is it? And who are the Mekilim? Etc., etc. Yeah. Read the paragraph Ach Be'etzem, the third paragraph, the last paragraph on the page. Ach Be'etzem, Hine Tolo Buki Sriki. In other words, not only do they make the mistake of identifying other opinions with the Raivad and trying to make a whole camp of people that say that it's mutter, but even the Raivad himself they misinterpreted. And again, you'll have this argument, not like Rav Kiv Eiger and the Mishnah Lamella, that the Raivad's opinion is that there is an Isur, similar to the conclusion of the Noda of Yehuda, that that's a strong possibility in the Raivad. He said, the Kazayis lay also me oilam al data. And now he goes into an arichus which I'd like you to look at in your own time, where he brings a whole bunch of riots, and those riots indicate that the Raivad couldn't possibly have held that there's a heter gomor for a kohen who's already tamei bizman hazeh to be metamei again l'mes. So clearly, the Raivad's opinion was that there's an isur, and all he's talking about is malchus. So you have this and a whole bunch of other svarim. In the Keser Kahuna of Rav Greenwald, which is in the second chelek of the Kolboy, you know, the Kolboy and Avelus, he has an arichus, and in the fourth section, Siman Dalet here, he speaks about Kohen Shekvar Nitmu, and he brings down a whole bunch of the opinions back and forth. He happens to quote the Karen Chemed in footnote number one on page, it's my page 19, it's his page 23. And he quotes the Mavo to the Eshkol, and he quotes the Gvul Yehuda, all in this footnote. And it's very fascinating, he quotes the, you know, the Yehuda, he quotes the Chasam Sefer, he quotes just about all of the Mekoros that I have brought for you here together. And finally, on page 26, he writes as follows. He quotes the Smad, his page 26, right. Page 21, the first column in my pages. The last paragraph, after quoting the Smad, he quotes the name of Furish Po, Sharak mi Malkus hu, Ohein medablim, ulam echacham yosher b'keam chemed anal heiz ve'echetziv liftov, v'al tachshod masha omar eino loke, haino she'eino chayev malkus abo yisuda yiko, areo rajbo, simen, shin chavdaro, meidi shom dvora, v'zel shono,
Vayisim shmo shal rabin otam shematit nisis kohanim lebeis akvalis. Rama shalokho kabakiva nipma babiyan potu. And can you play with nisma chayat al zesaraya? I can't return it. Vahariku gdolo yisrael levaku gvoro. Vahariku gdolo yisrael levaku gvoro. Vahariku gdolo yisrael levaku gvoro. Vahariku gdolo Aber mit Adoni, wo Kirlu Adoni, mal lobe sei Zorach, bin in der Lord, Zorach, also drei Jahre. Heilach, Dibrei, Schnee, Gdolle, Yisrael, Kemat, Bedo, Achlof, Achreien, Masche Kostru, Baze, Baze, Akabe, Shemis, Akish, Lo, Yisakish, Yosef. He quotes the Ramban in the Teres HaOdah. That's the Ramban's Hebrew and Adelus. The Fikach, Mishpacha, Shal, Kehuna, Osim, Shechuna, Tzkvura, Shalohem, Yisof, Beis, Akvalos. This is a common practice that Kohanim have sections in Batei Kvaros at the very end, and the reason for that is so that they want to come to the Kvarim subsequently. They are able to stand outside the Beis HaKvaros and yet be near the Kvarim of their Mishpachos. You know very well that Kohanim are not allowed to be Mistameh ever again to that Kever. It's only a Hetzer to be Mekaber the Mace, and then you have to leave, but you cannot return. Not only can you not return because you can't be Mistameh to the Kvarim of other Mason, but you can't even be Matami again to the Kvarim of the Mason whom there was a Heter to be Matami to in order to be Makabah then. So what do? So they give them an opportunity to be near the Kever and not be over any Yisurim. They used to cordon off a section, leave a section on the periphery of the Batei Olam, so that the Kohanim should be able to be Makabah Meseim Shama. And then in later years, to be Ola or Kibri Ovos or whatever, or for Yartzeit or for Yizkor, you know, before Yom Tov, they would be able to go to the periphery and not have any problems and yet be somewhat to their Kvarim. So he says that this is in the Ramban already in the Teres HaOdah. The Fikach Mishpacha Shotuna Osir Shuna Skur Shalem Besot Beis HaKvaros. The Kol Shem Eis Lo Meis Koyva Besot HaShuna Kedei Shalei Konis Le Beis HaKvaros. Oli Yitmo Bekvaros Acheirim. Then Kosovo the Rambam Zal. Aber Rabbeinu Tam hoya oimer, shalachu kabakiva benitma by the Yom Shukotu, lamat the Knesses Kohan and the Beis Akos. The Chenu Bamari, or the Shayos of Chuvis, Shalai Sin and Mengimel, Amoyu in the Koyan Shalachim Ovi Val Akoros, the Metam of the Shalmesim, Sifin Kapoa, or Shihiko, the Koyan Lamed, the Beis Akos, Metam Kazoa Minames. Tema Shatar, the Milsa, the Tzipa, called people, Shal, the Bokol, the Avoisai, Shabin Zula, Sabinu Tam, the Nitka, Dvora, the Rayosu, Baha. He says, this is already Rav Greenwald speaking. Now, by the way, I pointed out to you that the Isur of Sha'ar Meisim is only relevant to Sha'ar Meisim the first time around. But the question of Meis Atzmo, that becomes a question later too. In other words, the only time you only have to worry about Shar Mason is on the return from being Makaber your Mace. But so if it's possible to make the Kever in such a manner that you avoid being Tomei Lamace after the Kvura, because you don't have to parade through on the way home through the whole Beis HaKvaros, fine. But the reason he doesn't mention not being Matame to the kever of his own Karov is because he's talking about a story where he was Makaber his Mace. But if he would have been speaking about a year later, then the issue would not have been solely kever acherim. It would equally have been a problem for kever Mace Atzmo. You understand? So there's a benefit in being Makaber on the periphery, which the Taras HaOdah is speaking about, Bishas Kvura. But there's certainly a benefit on the periphery subsequently, because that gives you some access to your Kever Mishpacha without having any contact with any Mace whatsoever. But meanwhile, what does he say? Harelu Panechacher Rabbeinu Tam Lo Diber, that this whole Hector, which the Shpo quotes in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, Lo Diber Rak Bekoin HaHolich Likvar Mesa, Lo Be'emes Barashva Hanau, Shesas Unisvayer Echocham Yosher Shematzam Mitziyah. He says this whole tshuva of the Rashba that the Yosher is so happy that he discovered. Nimtza Mefurish Hasheva Haisa B'Kayin Shenitma LeYishtay Kim Yapalelo Kveis Akvaris Mishim Tuma Shor Meisim. Rabbeinu Tam Ba'atzmo Pasach Sh'osu L'Kayin Likonis LeBeis Akvaris Nafrim Ushan the smart failed voice to say Rashwanat Hay. So what's the problem? Why can't you be Matami with Kabarish on offer if you can be Matami again to the Kabarish on Yisrael? Hold by a Dolish and view Gedolin the Tosis, Subis Kofimel, Mashama Talmidoi, a Kayim Akayim. This whole question of whether you're able to be Matami with Tzadikim, the Nisasam, whether a Kohen is allowed to become to be Matami to Tzadikim, because Tzadikim are Enam Matami, the Nisasam. That issue is not an issue if what? If the Rabbeinu Tam would have been of the opinion, as they want to interpret it, like some want to interpret the Raivis, that there's a Hetagomba. If there's no problem being the Tame to anybody, then why is there any problem being the Tame to a Tzadik? And what's the question? So, you know, you had a Rebbe. Rebbe was Nifta Wailing. And you want to be, you're a Kohen, and you want to be the Tame to him, are you permitted to do so or not? You want to go to the Kvarim of the Tzadikim. Can you go? Can a Kohen be Ola or Kibre Tzadikim, Rambam, or Akiva, or Meron, or this, or here, or there, whatever it is? So there are always some who want to be Noe Heter, and there are a whole bunch of Chuvas that keep saying no, 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 no. There's a long Arichas, for example, in the Dibra Yoyel of the Sat Merov against it, and come out every Posek speaks about it at one time or another. But you also find it in the Talmidim of the Rabbeinu Tam himself. That if, read, Mashama Talmidim Reb Chaim Kain, Ilmali Ha'isi, if I would have been there, Kishenipta Rabbeinu Tam, Ha'isi Mitame Loi, the Oysa Yoin Botwa Kuruna. Umay Rebusa, Ma'ach Yidush Va'akobucha, Pashat Lassus Lerabo, Halo Lepid Ibrahim, La Rabbeinu Tam, Kol Tumas Kehan, in Betail of Bismanazah. What do you mean he would have been Mitame to the Rabbeinu Tam? Because Kuna is Botwa. It's the Gadol Ador. Gadol Ador, Katol Ador. A Kohen has no problem being the Tamei to anybody. Mistam, he was already Tamei. But the Teretz is, the Rabbi the Tam, and therefore Reb Chaim Kohen is Tam, it never felt that there's a Heter Gomor to be Matamei Lameis. And that's why he's a Bais Asher Tivnuri. And that's why he was Mechadish, that had I been there, I would have been Matamei. Osa Yom Bok Lakum. Otherwise, he could not possibly have been Mitame. And that was the cover that he would have shown the Rabbeinu Tam the Nisasa. And that's only possible if normally he would never have been Mitame Lameis, because their opinion is that there may not be Chiyuv Malkus, but definitely an Isur Ika. No, so the Heter B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam is in that unique circumstance where he is already being the Tami Lameisai when he's Makabre Mesa. So there is a tzad to be Mekil. So therefore he says that you can rely on that. Apparently they felt that it was the least of the Rabbonon and that is of the Rabbonon, because he has to be there anyhow. So they allowed him that, that circumstance. Otherwise, well, might not come in. You know, if it's usher, it's usher. We'll end up doing, if you get malchus, you don't get malchus. If it's usher, it's usher. So where's the pula? And as he says, you see that the Rashba is only talking about such a circumstance. Granted, but then you have to understand where the makar for such a pula is. Because the nice and isu there is. So how can you ignore the isu? So that has to be explained. And finally, although I'm not going to go into it, ba'arichus, but it's a very excellent analysis of the sugya, as Reb Leifer's shuvas generally are. He goes through all of these issues, starting with Anach Beis, Reb Moshe. In Igros Moshe, I copied the whole of Simon Reish Lamed. Even though Anaf Aleph belongs to the question of Kohanim Vadoim and Kohanim Sotik, which I photocopied for you in the first year, but here you have the entire tshuva from beginning to end. And it begins with Anaf Beis, V'shitas Haraivid, the Kohanim Bismanazer Shem Tmei and Mesim, quotes the Mishnah Lamela, then he quotes the Dogum Revolva in his Havamina, and of course he quotes the Fazabo, right? The Chassam Seifa Simon Shimon Amachas, Hevi Meraivid Atzma, the Seifa Tmei Dayin, shesh isa deraisa. Yeah. Tomei ani tuva. The chishayach malchus bekhanim is man azeh. It's like, you know, kiveya. He asks himself. So his inclination is to interpret the Ravid similar to Rabbi Akiva. He says that since there's no fear of Malkus Bizman Hazeh, so obviously that's not what the Ravid had in mind. So what did the rabbi have in mind? The hetagom. And he's befalful in that, and so on and so forth. Yeah. Then, the last words of that same page, the paragraph that begins, v'nimtza. V'nimtza shudokhe godol tuba l'chol shakavonus ha'ayvi l'rak l'poitcho mimalkus. And again, he feels strongly that the Poshuk Shat and the Ravid is what? That there's a hetagom, correct. And again, in Tof Ayin Beis, in the next page, Lachain Mashma, it's the second paragraph on the page, Lachain Mashma Kamishon Lamela, Shal Ravid Bahasodis, Peh Hemin Zirus, Lekha Usuklau. Etc. So he feels, and then he goes into the Shita of the Urayim, and then he goes into the question of being Metame Lemeisei Akum, that famous question of whether the Metame Lemeisei Akum the Oho, Metame Lemeisei Akum the Maga, really does a very, very wonderful job of going through all of the Shitas. Mutter the Kainim, the time of the Kalim, Shemitmu the Mace. On of Zion. Ayotzi Mizer, Sharak Shita Sayereim Yesh Lahatir, Sharabu Akokin Olov, Bahavi Mitzad Shitosa Raksofik, Vusofik Gairaisa. Mitzad Shita Sarayda Vavachi Kimat Kolov Yishon Yukokin Olov, Hogam Husoga Shosim with Rabbonim Bavadai. So even though at the beginning you get the impression that he feels that it's Mutar L'gamri, his maskana is that it's definitely Asur M'Darabanan. Of course, it's Mitzuruf for the fact that in the Tmim Dayim that he said that it is Asur, and we don't know what his final maskana was. So even the opinion of the Ravid, we don't know whether his conclusion was one way or the other. So if therefore you have to be mitzadid that there's definitely some sort of an Isur. And the Ravid is a das yopid in any case, so there's very little to be signed upon. Yet, then he gets involved in other issues which are relevant dafka to a rofe. So that you can also look through. But the ikar nekuda that I wanted to show you is has been made clear. So again, just to review, the big machlokas between the Gedolei HaAchronim, what exactly is the opinion of the Ravid when he speaks about Kohanim Bizman Hazeh? The Ravid happens to paskin like Rabbah, and his interpretation of Rabbah is that Tuma Achat Tuma is not Chayiv Malkus, and then he speaks about Kohanim Bizman Hazeh, and he still uses the Lashon of Chayiv and not Chayiv. Could very well be that he speaks about a hetagom, and the reason that he uses the terminology of chayiv and not chayiv is simply because that's the lashon of the Gemara. And a corroboration to this would be that there's no malchus b'zman hazeh, so what's the lashon of chayiv b'chlal? And that happens to be the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the opinion of the Mishnah Melech. And also happens to be the opinion of Rabbi Moshe b'zmaneinu, and it happens to be the opinion of the Dogel Mervava in his Mishnah Rishon. In contradistinction, there are those who have the opinion that the Ravid is bedavka, using the word chiyuv literally, and I chiyuv malchus. So he possibly could have said also, but he's nimshachacha agemara. You know, you could use the same argument in the other direction too. Or you could say that he means chayav malchus. I lemaisa, you're not chayav malchus. That's not negeya and does not communal halacha in any case because it's possibly avis. And those who say that that is the position of the Ravid, of course, you have Reb Nosson Adler, because that's and the Chassam Sofer, and the Chazar Bo of the Noda Bihuda, as well as the variety of responses that you had to the Chacham Yashar Reggio when he brought this down to be a heter, where they quote or they argue that the Ravid's opinion is that it's definitely Osir, and then when it's definitely Osir, there's the Shalos of Nisi the Raisa and Nisi the Rabbanan. The vast majority of the Poskim who deal with this issue subsequently, obviously there's no one that we regard as an authority in Psak that says that that Ravid is enough of a basis to be Matir according to Mimatami Lamesi Yisrael, period. Because even if we would argue that the Ravid means there's a head to Gomor, Lamesa, he's one daya, and we do not pass to like him. Can we be Mitzari of that opinion to others? So that's a question. The question is, first of all, what's the case? For example, about Chazorah, you got the Olam for a Kohen after he's been the Kaber of his own mace. Certain circumstances of a Kohen, Olam of Esachorus, for example, circumstances where a Kohen is already a Rofe and became a Baal Tshuva, and so on and so forth. I mean, certain cases where you might have extenuating circumstances, where it's not a question of being metame lemeis on a regular basis because he's taking these courses, assuming that there is a din of tumah lemeis by a goy, but it's a question of circumstances that are beyond his control in a hospital, and he'll have to run out. Reb Moshe has a whole tshuva about it, and that's of course a bit the advocate situation. So the question is, can you rely on any of these heterim? But lemeisa, the tzedodim are very much, because Lamaisa, it could be that the Ravid never said it, it's just the interpretation of the Mishnah Lamela. Okay?
Connection between Kibamara and Tamara and Tamarat Mazir, where is that connection made?
The assumption is that they're identical.
And also, I mean, from the very beginning, the leading divide was that there was a explaining Rambam.